Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Last season on Rolling in the Geek. The small mining town of Iron's Edge has come under attack by a menace from inside their own beloved Bountiful Mountain. The town's governor, Elian Tinleaf, let out a call to all people for aid. These calls to aid reached as far as the sanctuary of Okaido and Firebend, where it reached two people specifically, Trevor Ironjaw and Harkos Pissarro. At the gates to Iron's Edge, they met and became fast friends. They trained and worked together and fought together when the time came. They stood side by side with a man named Phil to face the horde of trapezoids that came to wipe out the town. They faced certain death, but were saved at the last minute by Ansagar, the blessed champion of Torn. Their bond deepened as they delved into the mines themselves to investigate deep into the mountain. There, the hero Ansagar showed himself to be a coward who was going to trap them below to hide the truth, that the true bounty of the mountain was Dragon Rock, a material capable of absorbing energy off the dangerous ley lines. Upon reaching the surface, they oust Elian, who is replaced as mayor by his wife Melia. Together with the B-Team, Melia, Jorik, and their friends Selena the Ranger and her companion Marcus the Spider, and Puffles the Lion Tabaxi Wizard, they once more dive into the mountain to eliminate the threat to Iron's Edge once and for all. Through strife and pain, the three-pronged attack is successful, with the B-Team eliminating the draconic threat. Harkos and Trevor are given the titles of Cavalier Knights. They decide that they need to continue their fight outside of Iron's Edge and travel to a trading town called Aramor, where Ansagar was to meet with a buyer for the town's Dragon Rock supply. They decide to take their friend Phil with them, along with Ansagar, to play into the trade and try to catch the individual in question. They travel to the nearest train station with a caravan from Iron's Edge and depart on the ley line protected train. Along the way, they are assaulted by agents of Pylorvo, one of the Dragon Methuselahs. As they progress through the train to find the source of the monstrosities, they find one of the train's cars has been ripped open, exposing all within to the power of the ley lines. They move along slowly, but Trevor is not able to keep his footing and is pulled through the gap and is lost. Harkos and Phil meet with the draconic mage leading the assault, who reveals he has saved Trevor, but is under his influence. The battle rages between the groups, and though Harkos and Phil are successful, Trevor is killed during the fight. They meet a man named Lanrose, who joins them going to Aramor. They arrive and Harkos decides to try to get Trevor back. They meet with a powerful cleric of Tyr who directs them to a desecrated temple where they can find an item that is needed to fuel the ritual to bring Trevor back. They head to the designated meeting spot with Ansagar to try and question the buyer for the Dragon Rock, but instead meet a woman named Zuriel, who tells them that she is there to kill whoever is buying and selling the Dragon Rock to protect the world from the power of the dragons. She confides that she is the last of the Order of Magi who smote the Methuselahs and broke their hold over the world. She leaves them to prepare to fight Pylorvo, and after she is gone, they are ambushed by another draconic mage. After they defeat the creature, Ansagar decides to leave his fake identity behind and go forth as Alcanor, his real name, and try to learn how to be a real hero. They head to the temple, cleanse it, and meet an avatar of the god Tyr, named Arrow of Wrath, who rewards them for their work. Back in Aramor, Harkos and Phil fuel the ritual with their bond to Trevor and are able to reach him, who resides within the realm of his patron, Numerath, the Gold Methuselah. Trevor decides he is willing to come back and is resurrected. It is at this point that Pylorvo's attack is sprung into action. They fight their way through Aramor to confront her and meet back up with Zuriel, who has brought weapon enhancements to help them fight the dragon. At the gates to the castle, where Pylorvo is leading the insurrection, they are surrounded by agents of the dragon until the entire Iron's Edge crew shows up to assist him, and the bartender, Gwork, reveals herself to be Davinia, the herald of Trevor's patron, Numerath. The B-team and Zuriel engage with and kill the Methuselah Pylorvo, who reforms and is killed again by Numerath and trapped by Zuriel. After the battle, Lanros leaves to attend to business with his goddess Acrasis and his clan that worships her. Puffles and the team decide to go after Selena, who wandered into a secret entrance into the Underdark. They use a previously discovered entrance and go deep within the earth. As they go through the unnerving tunnels, they find a monstrous creature that ends up being the twisted form of their friend Selena. They work through the tunnels and find the Drow city where she came from, and find two more heralds. Iacor, herald to Sam Renton, is stuck within the skull of his master in the ley line, and Veldrith, herald to Borvensal, is within the city seemingly trying to protect it. Both of them claim the other's Methuselah as a traitor. Veldrith seems to be more approachable, and they join him in finding the city's elders and try to get them to reverse the ritual they performed on Selena. Veldrith reveals himself to be fighting against them, and Borvensal comes in to kill the entire council while Veldrith steals Sam Renton's essence jar. They fight and kill Veldrith, and with an elite royal guard named Lena, find and start the ritual to restore Selena. They start the ceremony, keeping Selena distracted as the Drow work the ritual. With Selena restored, they need to move on. Iacor, freed from the ley lines because of an amulet that Trevor destroyed, decides to go after Borvensal himself. Lena takes over leadership of her clan as their new Valsharess, after Selena denies her right to the position. They leave the Underdark to take on a mission from Melia to check in on the capital city because the king has been acting out of sorts, taxing the city-states and forming a national army. They enlist the help of a pirate airship, captained by a man named Byron Kirby. Trevor and Harkos both find companions through the pirates, Harkos with a kobold named Evelyn and Trevor with the first mate Lenara. Along the ley lines, they have a dream of sorts where they meet and talk with the embodiment of the ley lines, who wishes them to stop what they are doing because it thinks that if they continue, then Syraxis will come back to power, and they will get reabsorbed back into her. In Aetherport, they meet Trevor's father, Sterling, and find out that he is harboring the injured herald to Arrow Wrath named Avalon. They discuss Trevor's family's ties to the dragons, Sam Renton on his father's side and Syraxis on his mother's. After meeting with his father, they head back to the ship to go back into town with their new friends. Harkos gets drunk at the bar with Evelyn and wins at cards while Trevor goes to a fancy restaurant with Lenora. As their nights wind down, they are taken by guards in town to meet with King Gibbous Jubilee. They go along with William, the captain of the guard, to the King's Keep and try to plead their case about the dragons to him and his council. Lord Tyrillian Lavenworth writes off their claims because there have been no reports to corroborate their story. They leave and go back to the Brava, Kirby's ship, where they are attacked by Rhyme, Syraxis's herald, and Trevor's father's sword is stolen. Evelyn and Phil are kidnapped and Trevor is left for dead. They regroup and go back to the keep to try and persuade the king to act. As they plead once more, the king's mother reveals herself to be Syraxis, disguised as the king's mother, who leaves them to complete a ritual to bring herself back to full power. Harkos completes the puzzle that he had discovered back in Iron's Edge, that tells him in a note that he is actually the child of two Methuselahs, Arrow of Wrath and Onyxia. This nearly breaks him, but because of Trevor and William, he is able to continue on. They meet up with all of their assembled allies, including Zuriel, who Harkos cried out to in anger. They form a plan to go and confront Syraxis. They crawl through the under dungeons of the castle and interrupt the ritual. After nearly killing Rhyme, the team makes a deal to leave her be and she will let them and their friends go. They take the deal and along the way out meet with Syraxis' father, Malus, who gives them the essence jar of Henshi Dureth and tells him that he loves his daughter but doesn't necessarily want her to succeed. They head out into the city to evacuate as many people as possible. They fight with stubborn people who refuse to leave, but are able to get many in the city out. After meeting the Herald of Leskarnak, Aquin, they watch as the city is ripped apart by earthquakes that usher in Syraxis, who is reborn into the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.